patients with abnormal heart rhythm called atrial fibrillation describe their condition the way Robin Drabant does.
My heart would just start racing. I'd kind of lose my breath. And usually it only lasted for a couple of seconds. But as I got older, they got progressively worse and more frequent.
Atrial fibrillation can lead to stroke or heart attack. Ray Caspillo says it feels like his heart is flopping out of his chest.
You can feel your chest like it's closing in. You're gasping for air.
Doctors can treat the condition by threading a catheter around the heart. The procedure is short and the recovery time minimal. Dr. David Wilbur performs this procedure at Loyola University Medical Center in Illinois.
Now we're applying radio frequency energy. What that does is heats up the tissue and destroys that bit of muscle where the catheter is.
The procedure is called catheter ablation because it burns off a small amount of heart muscle. These spikes of electrical impulses show the abnormal heart rhythm called arrhythmias around the pulmonary veins, veins from the lungs that carry blood to the heart.
The goal is to destroy the muscle around the pulmonary veins in order to prevent those transmission of electrical impulses to the rest of the heart.
Dr. Wilbur and other researchers studied more than 150 patients with atrial fibrillation. About 100 patients had catheter ablation. The others were treated with drugs.
60% and 70% of patients treated with catheter ablation never had another episode after the treatment, but about 30% did. In contrast, patients treated with drug therapy had somewhere between a 80% and 90% recurrence of arrhythmias over that time frame.
Ray Caspillo says having the procedure means he can now walk as much as he wants without getting tired. Robin Drabant says it has been the best decision she has ever made.
I wish I had made it years before because my quality of life is just so much more improved.
Dr. Wilbur says catheter ablation is not the first treatment choice for atrial fibrillation. He suggests it only when drug therapy is not working. The report was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.